Tomorrow we'll end the noble silence after the morning puja. So at the end of the morning puja, then people are welcome to engage in conversation. But also I would encourage mindfulness of conversation. There's a after being on retreat for it's over a week, and people have been great of holding the noble silence. But to be attentive to what speaking does, what kind of energy comes up with it, and the being pulled into swept into the conversation and speaking, and which doesn't mean you can't speak, but it's just you use it as another investigation and another contemplation of what the habits of mind are, what the effect is. Is it wholesome? Is it unwholesome? Is it beneficial? Is it not beneficial? Those are useful contemplations just to help make that transition from having been in noble silence and then using the circumstances of the world around us to carry our Dhamma practice into the different activities we do engage in.